broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, beautiful Friday night here in Marion, June the 10th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour, 72 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion. It is the anniversary of this station, 8 years we've been on the air today, and what a celebration we had this morning. We'll talk about that as the night progresses, but returning after I think it's been three weeks, absent, Angie Evers back with us tonight. Angie, go ahead. Been complaining since you came in, so let's just...
Oh, I'm a complainer.
Yeah, you got a little complaint on you tonight. After the 3 weeks you've been gone, you came back complaining.
Well, I know. That's because I constantly have been running. I've been running for, I don't know, I feel like I've been running for months straight. And I've literally been running since 6 o'clock this morning.
But see, I don't think this is my fault. I think you took it out on me in like the last 10 minutes.
I didn't even do anything. I told him I didn't want to share the same mic. We're sharing the same mic, and I don't want to share the same mic.
Now, why is this?
Well, because I have to bend over.
Well, we've done this many a time.
No, but I've been using my own mic.
Well, I don't even... Is it still plugged in? I think it is. Go ahead. Pick it up. You'll have to unmute it. It's number 3, I think. You'll have to turn it up a little bit. Turn it up to about where the other one is. Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right. Can you hear her? Are the levels going up and down over there?
Well, they're stuck.
Oh, that's bad. You'll want to pull that down then. Yeah. Whoop.
Okay. Sorry, you guys.
Okay, now are they moving up and down?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully that works. All right, can you hear us okay now? 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. I know it's a beautiful night. Everybody's probably out enjoying themselves, having a great, great night. Like me.
Well, you're technically inside, not outside.
But I can see the sun.
Kind of.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly hope they can hear us out there. I know people are outside. That's what's happened the last few weeks of doing this show, is that the first hour is a little slower because it's still daylight outside. But the second hour picks up.
Hmm. Well?
We're having a little Penn Station tonight. Delicious, delicious subs. I love the subs over there.
Yeah, they're my favorite, and they have really good fries, and I got a lemonade.
Nice diet soda. 740-751-4038. Hope you can hear everybody okay here tonight on this getaway Friday anniversary day here at the station. 4,500 hours. And what a day it was. What a morning I had. What really the last 2 days. We had Bob Costas on. We've never had Bob Costas on before. We had Sam Donaldson kick off the morning this morning and do an hour with us. Then we had Joe Blystone give us the first interview since he lost the election. And then we had Park Overall from Empty Nest call in.
Who?
Park Overall from Empty Nest. Remember the show Empty Nest?
Kind of, yeah.
Now, I know you do because we've watched it.
But I don't know who that character
Laverne, the nurse.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to watch it again.
But you didn't know who Bob Costas was, so there's problems to begin with, right?
I don't know who anybody is.
And then, then. I don't even know if I can talk about it. Because at 12:15, who called in to say happy anniversary but Ashley Williams? I'm telling you, it's a thing.
Yeah, she's your favorite.
Well, and I have to let everybody know that Ashley Williams has a movie coming up on the Hallmark Channel on June the 25th at 8 p.m., Two Tickets to Paradise.
Are you going to watch
it? Oh, you're darn right.
Do you have that channel?
No, you'll have to DVR that on the 25th.
Oh, I don't think I have DVR anymore.
Oh, the calls are coming. Here we go.
Go ahead, caller.
Angela, you've never heard of Bob Costas?
Well, I mean, the name was familiar, but I didn't know who he was. I don't know who most people are, so it's not surprising.
I can barely hear you, but I turned the volume up.
You can't hear me?
You're 41, 42, right?
Do what?
Correct. Your early 40s is your age, right?
You're in your early 40s.
Mom has said never to ask a woman her age, but you've talked about it before.
Yeah, unfortunately,
so I'm kind of surprised. I mean, Bob Costas is a superstar, and it was quite a coup having ITTS get him to share our microphone. So, I mean, he interviews regular people, but yeah, he's just been around a long time. He's 70 now, and he's not really been doing anything much in the last few years, though, as part of the conversation. Just kind of surprised you hadn't heard of him. There are certainly people that, like, I've not heard of Ashley Williams. I had to look her up. But Bob Costas, I don't know. But at least he admitted it. You know, people sometimes make claims that they've heard of somebody, and, you know, you'll say it if you haven't heard of them. So I appreciate your honesty. It's just kind of surprising.
I mean, his name was familiar, but I didn't know what the heck he did or who he was. But I'm not big into sports.
Yeah, he had a show called Later with Bob Costas, didn't he, Scott, where he interviewed non-sports people, just regular celebrities.
He did, but I thought you would know him from the Olympics. He hosted the Olympics for years and years and years.
Yeah, I
you don't
know, but...
I do, but I guess I don't pay attention.
He was the main host. He would introduce the segments.
Yeah, I can't hear you, Scott, either. I hear about it. I'm kind of making out what you said. Plus, when you were doing the adjustment, it didn't really blow up my speakers, but there was tremendous bass rumble, and the speakers were shaking. I wasn't sure, but it's fine now. Over the air, it's okay, but once you made the adjustment, I heard Angie, but whatever you said there, I made out about a third of it.
Well, I might have turned my head away from the microwave.
Now
I'm talking to a microwave here. No, what I'm saying is that I think that's where most people, if you're not a football, he's hosted the Super Bowl, or the baseball, he's hosted the World Series, or you've never watched HBO or Later, you would know him from the Olympics.
Yeah, well, I don't have an interest in the Olympics. I know him from other stuff. So I guess this kind of depends where. The Howard Cosell part, anything about Howard Cosell, because I love Howard Cosell, as you know. The cigar ashes. Something told me that the webmaster didn't edit, and that what he actually said and what's in the archives aren't the same thing. But believe that to people's imagination. But it's good to hear about Howard. That was the best part, and definitely elicited a giggle or two. In fact, it still is doing that.
Oh, see, I like the Harry Carey stories. That was the most important to me.
Well, never a Harry Carey fan, but I was definitely a Howard Cosell fan. My dad liked him. My Mom didn't, especially she didn't think he could call baseball very well, that he was more of a football announcer. I just liked the way he talked, and he was so unique. And if he acts like an unpleasant person, you know, picking a word that I could say on the air, unlike some people, you don't mind because that's kind of his image. And just like with his hairpiece, he was proud of wearing it, and you kind of joke about it, and he would laugh with you. So
now, Adam, you listen.
We need more characters like that. We don't have as many people in sports who have that personality like Howard Cosell or Harry Carey.
Now, Adam, you listened earlier today. I have two questions about the show. Number one, let's start with Joe Blystone. We now know he's not moving out of the state. What did you make of that?
Well, I didn't believe that anyway. I mean, just like Hillary saying she wasn't going to run for president, and you know, he's saying that because he was aggravated. He's greatly exaggerating the rhino-ness of the other Republicans. But he's a strong character. He's a businessman. I'm not sure if you've been to his restaurant. It's excellent. A little expensive, but it's very good. And he's a character. He says what's on his mind. I certainly don't agree with some of what he says. I like some of the other things that he says. He's very street smart, but I didn't believe that to begin with. It's just out of aggravation. But is there going to be a difference in any other state? I don't see that. I think maybe that was the reason. And I like how he said that he owes it to his employees. And that's it. His employees are the core of his business. If you're a restaurant and a ranch like he has, you're only as good as your people. So that was a good thing to say, and it wasn't really a big deal to me because I didn't believe it to begin with.
Now, the other question would be, from this morning, when Ashley Williams called in, what did you make of that?
I didn't listen to that interview, actually. I do apologize.
Well, you'll have to go back and listen to that one. That's worth listening
to. I didn't know who was on, so I heard Joe's voice while I was getting up because I tried to sleep in. And, that should be a fascinating discussion with Joe. And as you said, I don't think he'd been on since the primary. And it was. He speaks his mind, you know, and he's very street smart.
Well, I always said there's no station on God's green earth. You want politically down the center that can have Sam Donaldson on for an hour and then have Joe Blystone on for an hour.
I'm thinking more Park overall. I didn't hear that far because I had some obligation, but I know she's very to the left.
Who's that?
And it seems like, that I do know. And she was known as a very liberal person.
Who's to the left?
Park Overall.
Oh, Park Overall and I had fun. We talked about Betty White and B. Arthur.
Yeah, a bit of like maybe a female and much better looking version of that Astor. You know, neither of them makes any secrets of their political leanings. And again, as an independent who leans libertarian, I agree with some of what she says. Some of it, what she says, I definitely don't agree with. Sam Donaldson, as I told you, he didn't seem so to the left when he was doing national news. But Dan Rather being the same way, they don't do that anymore, and so they're on a talk show. They will spew forth their opinions. And even though I don't agree with everything he says, I agree with some of it. I do admire the guy, and he sounds great. And I wish he would have called and wished me a happy birthday like he did to you, because I'm kind of jealous, because I doubt that he will, but he did to you. So, maybe.
Well, you know, these people, I don't know why they come on the show. I don't know why they like me, but I'm glad they do, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think, as I've mentioned, like Dick Cavett, there are some similarities. Maybe Sam sees some of himself in you. Not sure, but he's very cordial. I tell you, it's like talking to a friend. And, Blystone, I admire his candor.
Well, and they all come on. I always say the road to the governorship, it runs right through me. If you can't come through me, then you can't be governor of this state. And right now, he's been on in the past, but there's only one guy who hasn't come through, so he's got some time.
Yeah, and it's, you got to pick a candidate, and if you don't like any of them, you do have to pick the least of evils, and that's what Joe said, and that's what I did when I voted in the primary and what I'm going to do in November. I mean, I do vote. I think people should vote. I'm not in favor of requiring voting, but I think it should. I think it is your duty as an American, and I think it's the right thing to do. And many times I find myself repulsed by all the candidates, so I pick the one that I find. I try to find the good in the candidate. That's what I did when I voted in the primary. I found that the candidate I voted for, I can't say I like that person, but did find some an admirable quality. So I try to concentrate on those. That's what we have to do. And sometimes you do find the candidate that you like, but. Looks like with Joe, he's going to hold his nose and go to the polls in November, regardless of what he says, Scott. I know you won't give your opinion, but I think you'd agree. He's going to vote in the election. He'll vote for DeWine. He'll hold his nose, but he's not going to vote for Dan, and he's got to pick one. And I'm connected with him on Facebook, and people ask, are you going to run as an independent? And he says, no, not an option. So he's going to have to pick one, and you and I know who he's going to pick. He might hold his nose, but he's going to do it.
I don't think Blystone's voting for anybody in that governor's race. He really seems to have a thing about DeWine that he just does not like. But that's showbiz. Thanks for calling. All right, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, don't miss two tickets to Paradise. See, the dogs want to watch it. Two tickets to Paradise, June 25th at 8 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel. Ashley Williams movie.
Well, they want my French fries.
Listen, I'm telling you, It was a good morning.
Well, good. I'm glad. I missed all of it.
It was a good last 2 days. It's hard to believe that it's 8 years old at this point, that this station is 8 years old. That seems unbelievable to me.
Well, 8 years goes by probably pretty fast.
I don't know. It's been a long 8 years in my book.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that we went to Wendy's today and we tried this strawberry frosty, and it was very good, but I think it needed to have just a little touch more of the strawberry flavoring in it. Was very good.
I thought it was very fluffy and very light. I didn't think it tasted like a milkshake at all.
No, it's not. It's the frosty.
Yeah, but
it's not the milkshake.
Right. But I think Angie said that when she tried it, it tasted like a milkshake.
Yeah, it did. But it may have been melted.
Yeah, but it was good. So I just wanted to call and give you my opinion on it.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Oh, I've been raving about these strawberry frosties. You can put your face in the contorted manner all you want. They're very good.
Well, I'm glad you like them.
I did. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind? So, yeah, it's been a good week.
Yeah, you've done a lot since I was on here last.
And, listen, I'm almost back out on the streets.
Almost.
Then there's going to be trouble.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Because we're getting close. It's getting time to get back out there.
Yeah.
But no, I'll tell you, the Ashley Williams thing, she, when I saw her when she was young, and I learned today that was her first job out of college, that I saw her, so we're very close in age.
Okay.
So.
What was she in?
She was in a show called Good Morning Miami.
Oh.
And when she's on, she's so giggly, and she's so, you know, just deferential and nice to me. Today we discussed that we have a long-term relationship, a long-distance relationship via the telephone.
Oh, boy.
We talk 3 times a year. She calls me on my birthday, the station anniversary, Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice of her.
I love her. I mean, I think she is just... Ooh.
Well, that's good, because you don't love many people.
No, I don't. You know, people tend to grate on me. Now, I don't dislike a lot of people. That list is very small. I don't even know that there is a list of people I dislike, to be honest. But I'm just indifferent to most people.
Like?
Well, most people. I mean, you name a person, I can probably be indifferent.
Okay.
I mean, just if you would say somebody who you thought I didn't like, I would probably tell you that I'm more indifferent to them than not liking them.
Like you don't care?
Yeah, I just don't care.
Okay.
Where do you get that I don't love a whole lot of people?
Well, I mean, I think that comes to where you lack emotion.
Now, you've said this before, but we've never really gotten deep into this. Now, why do you say that I lack emotion?
Well, because you do.
Okay, well, what does that mean? Because if I'm lacking it, apparently I'm not aware of it.
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
Like, what do you want to see from me? What am I...
Tears. I want you to cry.
Oh, tears. I don't have any tears.
See?
I don't. I really don't. I don't know why that is. I just don't have tears.
Actually, I don't want to see you cry. I'm just kidding.
Well, what emotion do you want?
Well, I don't know.
I can try to fake it.
No. You're fine just the way you are. I think everybody's used to you.
I was never overly emotional about anything. I'm sure that's a childhood thing.
Yeah.
I mean, things don't bother me a great deal. I mean, like, in the moment, if you want a response, I'll give you a response. But I don't, like, sit and think about it. It doesn't keep me up at night.
Does anything keep you up at night?
No. I'll tell you, most of the time at night, I lay in bed and laugh because something will hit me funny that happened during the day, and I'll just laugh about it.
I don't think I've ever woken up and laughed during the night.
Oh, well, see, here's where you and I are different. Like I say, every morning, I am excited to get out of bed. Because even if it's been a bad day the day before, I'm excited to see what that day's going to bring. I want to know what happened overnight. I want to know what's going to happen today. You never know. Even if you plan a day, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I like the mystery of life in that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that gets you excited, you know, I go to work every day, but I wake up, like, I don't wake up with energy. I don't ever wake up feeling refreshed. I feel like I have a headache every day. Today, I woke up and had a migraine all day. It finally eased up a little bit, but I've had a headache every day this past week. So, you know, it's frustrating when you suffer from chronic headaches, chronic migraines.
Well, you know, though, even going through this episode that I have went through for what will be 4 months, I don't remember having, well, we'll talk about it in a minute. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, this question is for Angie.
Go ahead.
Could she tell us any fun things that she did with her son while he was home on leave?
So, you know, oh yeah, we did. We went up to Put-in Bay and Cedar Point.
I'll hang up so I can listen.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. So, Brandon, he's actually still home, but he's visiting his dad this weekend. So he will leave Thursday, so he's only here for a few more days, but he's not home tonight, so that's why I came over here. We went to
second place.
Yeah.
This is why you don't get any emotion.
Yeah, you're second place.
That's why there's no emotion coming out of this boy.
Well,
I wonder if I get Ashley Williams to co-host on Friday night.
I only get to see him once a year.
I wonder if I can get her on the line.
Yeah. Well, did she come visit you? I'm sure I would be second place if she came to see you.
No, her and I are more of a, like I said, we're a long distance, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, let's see, when was it? It's been a couple weeks. We went to Put-in Bay on a Saturday, which I wasn't sure how that would go. But we had a lot of fun. We picked up one of Brandon's friends. And so it was me and Natalie and Brandon and his friend, and we spent the day up at Put-in Bay, and my kids, they always like to do the, what do you call it, like mining, it's like a mining for gold. It's, you buy a big bag of dirt, basically, and then they have the water thing, and you sift through the dirt and get all these pretty stones, and Brandon absolutely loves that stuff. He loves rocks. He loves stones. So he picks that up after me and my dad because we're rock people. So Brandon and the other two, they all had bags and sifted through all this stuff. So we ended up getting a lot of pretty stone. And then he even bought a big thing to put in his fish tank, which I about fell over when I seen how much he spent on this thing, because, I mean, I would have never done that, and he's going to put it in his fish tank, and I don't even know if this thing will hold up in the fish tank, but it's a really pretty rock. I didn't even see it. So, and then we went to the butterfly house. There, they have a butterfly house, and it was like 110 degrees in there. So we weren't in there very long because it was just crazy hot. Like they were having some type of air problem. And then we went to the Heinemann Winery. We like to go there. And sorry.
Oh, he's having a nice time.
He wants somebody to pet him.
I'm petting him.
So we went over to Heinemann's Winery, and we took the tour. They have, at the winery, it's I don't know if it's technically the world's largest geode, but you go down on this tour and you get to walk into this ginormous geode, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's just a little, I don't know, you have to walk down and up like 60 steps. So, but it's pretty neat. And then they take you on a tour of the wine, how they make their wine. So that's neat. I mean, I've done those things before, but I don't think the kids had done them. So they thought that was pretty cool. And then we just like to drive around in the golf cart all day. So that's basically what we did. We ate at the boathouse. I think it's called the boathouse. Or the roundhouse. No, I think it's the boathouse something. It was very good. It was very expensive. So, actually, anything up there is very expensive. So.
Well, it sounds like everybody had a good time. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. And I held down the fort here on Friday night.
Yeah. And then we ended up going to Cedar Point on Saturday. We stayed up in Sandusky. And we ate at, after we left Put-in Bay, we went and got pizza at Cameo's. I don't know if anybody has ever had Cameo's pizza, but this was like the best pizza ever. And it was at a gas station. They have several locations around that area. And the one we ate at, we just picked the pizza up and we took it back to the hotel to eat. But it's called Cameo's and it was so good. But it was literally out of a gas station. I mean, the pizza is the Cameo pizza, but they just have like a takeout place. And it's right directly across from Kalahari. So I would imagine they probably do pretty good business being across from Kalahari. But it was so good. I'm going to drag Scott up there one day so we can eat yummy pizza. Because it was really good.
Well, I'm just about first week of July.
Yeah.
I'll be out and about again.
So, but when we went to Cedar Point, we went to Cedar Point on Sunday. And I wasn't really sure how. You got to keep petting them.
He wants attention.
I wasn't really sure how busy Cedar Point would be on Sunday, but it wasn't too bad. We had fun. We rode some roller coasters. Unfortunately, the friend that we had with us did not ride roller coasters, so I kind of stayed back with him if Natalie and Brandon wanted to ride a ride. Because, I mean, you know, I really don't care about riding roller coasters anymore. I will do it. It doesn't thrill me like it did when I was younger, but, you know, I would do it for the kids. But we rode a few roller coasters and rides, and we went to the arcade, but we were exhausted. So we ended up leaving Cedar Point like 5, which is probably the earliest I've ever left Cedar Point. Usually we shut down with Cedar Point. So we were just tired. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad everybody had a good time.
Yeah. So, but that was basically it. And then Brandon ended up going, he went to a cookout with his dad's side of the family on Memorial Day. And then he ended up getting COVID. So I stayed away from here just in case I was exposed. So I did not come over here for another week, but I'm fine. I tested myself twice. I didn't have any symptoms or anything, so I was fine, which is unbelievable. But he's fine. He just had a mild case, and then he says he feels better. I really haven't seen much of him this past week because he has family down in Columbus, so he went down there this past week to spend some time with them. So, and then this weekend he's going to be with his dad, so I'm really not going to see him a whole lot more, you know, just a couple, really, maybe 3 days.
Now you need a sheep shearer.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We got these lambs for Nally's FFA project, and it's just kind of been a mess, because we've had some people help us. We have had some help. And the sheep were sheared one time, but they need sheared again. But I think if we can get the person we got the lambs off of to come back up but I don't know when he'll be back up. I don't know. It's kind of frustrating when you take on a project like this and you really don't have any help or support. we've had some people help us, but it's like we were pretty blind going in. So it's been rather interesting, but it's really exhausting because it's not like the sheep aren't at my house. So, you know, we have to go back and forth every day, twice a day, to make sure they're fed. And, you know, Nally has to do all the walking because I don't know how to put the, I don't know, they're like leashes. I guess you call them leads. I don't know how to do all that. And
well, so if you know any sheep shearers, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Well, that all sounds very nice.
But I'm probably going to need, I really am going to need help getting them to fair.
Well, if you know anybody who can get them to the fair, two lambs, 740-751-4038. Or if there's anything else on your mind, go ahead and ask away. On this 8th anniversary, you know, I have this tendency to say 10th anniversary, and I think because it's on June the 10th.
Because today's the 10th?
Yeah. But I think I always want to say 10th anniversary when it's 8th anniversary. And it does seem to me like 8 years has gone by fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, I guess that's a good thing.
Well, the years go by very fast. Can you believe it's June the 10th already?
Oh, yes. I can believe this year it's June the 10th.
Has it been a long year?
It's been a year. It has been a year.
It's gone really fast, but I mean, I changed jobs after 12 years of a job. I changed jobs, and then it was like we were just hit with a lot of different stuff all at once. So my life has really not stopped since March.
Yeah, but I was telling you earlier, now that I'm just about out of the woods here, I'm going to have some conversations with some people when I get back out in the public.
Like?
Well, I'm going to have to set people straight on some things.
Like?
Well, in the beginning, I saw some behaviors that were odd to me. And some people who maybe I would have been close with prior to this turned into lunatics. So, but I can't, you know, I like to confront people. So I can't, but I can't confront people while this is going on. But it's getting close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little worried.
Oh, no, it'll be good.
You think?
Oh, sure.
Do you see what shirt I have on?
I do. The Myrtle Beach shirt.
Yeah. His mom brought me back a Myrtle Beach shirt.
Mom's nice every so often like that.
And I did wear it today.
I told a story on my mom today, to Ashley Williams, by the way.
And?
Now, why'd you roll your eyes? No, here's what I was telling her, because she was talking about how her father sometimes doesn't have nice things to say about her movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I said, well, my mom is very similar to this because there was a time many years ago that I had two guests on the show. And one of the mothers of one of the guests called in and said, hey, I'm such and such's mother. I just wanted to say hello. And then we got another call, and it was the other person's guest and said, well, if the first mother was going to call in, I'm going to call in and say hello to my son. Then the phone rang a third time, and the caller said, well, Scott, isn't your mom going to call in? And I said, like, mom listens to the show. She doesn't. I was in the car with her this week, and I said, your radio isn't even tuned to my station.
I don't always have it on this station.
Oh. But you used to make a point to listen.
Well, I can't.
No, but I'm saying,
there is absolutely no way I can listen during the workday.
No. I'm not faulting you for that. I'm just saying, if you could listen, would you?
Well, if I could,
well, my mom can. She just doesn't.
Yeah.
I learned a whole lot about families since my little escapade here, too. That's another thing I'm going to go out and deal with when this is all over.
Well.
You know, when something happens in a family, people's families go insane. They don't know what they're doing. I think they go clinically insane. I don't know if they're overcome with grief or what happens, but you know, I haven't been able to deal with it directly because of not being able to be around people. But when I get back out in the public, I'm going to have to go tell these people what lunatics they've been.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
my aunts, though, have always been psychotic. Now, I hate to say that on the air like that, but I don't have any aunts. You can laugh all you want. I don't have any aunts that are blood, because my mom had three brothers. So all my aunts are by marriage. None of them are blood related. And they've all been psychotic, literally psychotic. So, I, you know, does anybody else have this trouble? 740-751-4038.
I would say every family has issues that arise at times, especially, you know, birth, death, and Houston barking.
Well, all I know is I have one aunt who I'm surprised people aren't chasing her with nets every day of her life. She's nuts. And the whole family knows she's nuts. But we tolerate her because she married into the family.
Right. I mean, well, sometimes it's you just have to tolerate people and keep the peace.
And like you say, when somebody dies, oh my God, people want everything. They want, people want the stupidest stuff.
Well, and then they may say they want stuff and then they never come and get it.
Oh, yes, that can happen, too. But, you know, I, honest to goodness, oh, thank God there's a phone call.
It's probably one of your aunts.
Probably. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Kyle, what are you doing? Making a list of people you're going after?
What was that?
I said, are you making a list of people that you're going after?
No, I'm not going after anybody. I'm just going to have a little conversation with, you know. I would have normally had these conversations in the last 4 months. But I haven't been able to be face-to-face with a whole lot of people. So I'm just going to go have a little, you know, discussion with them.
You're going after them.
No, I'm not going after them. I mean, my aunts know they're crazy.
Yeah, everybody has people like that in their family.
And I'm just talking about people who were, I found some people to be extremely nice and extremely caring during this whole situation as I approached the last month here, really the last half a month. But I also learned some people that I, you know, saw quite a bit of turned out to be duds. And, you know, I'm going to have to let them know about that.
Well, you go get them.
Well, don't you think I'm justified here? If somebody pretended to be like they cared about what was going on with you, and you find out, turns out they're just a big phony?
Nah, I know nobody cares about me.
Oh, I care.
I
think Nate cares. I heard him talking to you the other day when you answered the Leslie Nielsen question. I was so proud of you for that. That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. Like I told him, I'm pretty good at them old movies.
You know, I interviewed Leslie Nielsen.
Really?
Early in my career. I did.
Oh, early in your career.
Early. I think I was at MRN at the time. I interviewed him twice. He was a funny, funny man. He used to carry a machine, and it was great for radio. And when he squeezed it, it made the sound of, like if you've had too much Taco Bell.
Yeah,
and
I
you,
know that sound.
I did not know he had this. So I was interviewing him, and all of a sudden this noise happens during the interview, and I didn't want to say, did you just, you know, have an accident? So I didn't even acknowledge it, and he did it like two more times during the interview, and then he says, oh me, oh my, and I knew it was a put on. Then I said, what's going on? And he told me he had this little machine. He says he always carried it because he will sit on a subway, or, you know, it just breaks the tension.
Yeah. It definitely probably get people to move away from you, too.
He was a funny man. He was one of those guys who was exactly
what he portrayed to be.
Well, that's good. A lot of times people aren't.
Oh, yeah, he didn't take himself seriously at all. He liked me. You know, and my favorite, by the way, of the three Naked Guns is 2.5. The first one's good, but the second one, I think, with Robert Goulet as the as the criminal, and it's just, I think that movie is terrific. Did you hear Ashley Williams today?
No, I was out working on my truck.
Where was everybody when Ashley Williams was on the radio with me today?
I was out working on my truck.
Oh, her and I have a thing. You've heard her on the show.
You get jealous.
I don't want Angie to get jealous, but I'm just saying that. Are you jealous?
No.
Okay. Well,
lie.
What, you were lying? You might have been lying.
Me?
Yeah.
Lying? No.
Yeah. No, but she's just, she gets on and she's all giggly and I don't know. It's a thing.
Well, maybe I'll hear it in reruns.
Yeah, you'll have to catch it in the reruns. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You might be jealous. You know, nobody ever says they're jealous when they are jealous.
Am I acting jealous?
Well, I don't know. You could club me during the break for all I know.
Sure. I could tell. Well, I listened to like the last maybe 15, 20 minutes of your show today at noon, and I knew you had her on.
Oh, how'd you know that?
Because you were talking about her.
Oh, darn right. I was talking about her. When she comes on, I talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy for you. I know you enjoy talking to her, so.
But I enjoyed everybody who was on today. Blystone, Sam Donaldson. Sam Donaldson's great to me. Park Overall, I love her. She's got the greatest Southern accent in the world, which is great for radio. And Bob Costas was a great, great, great interview. So it's been a great, great week. Talked to Bill Cosby's man the other day, representative, and he promised me the first interview with Bill Cosby when he can talk about
the very first interview.
That's what he said. I don't know. It's been a great week here on this station. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Tugel,
what's up? Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How you doing? Hello?
Hey, sorry about that. I had to shut my Google off.
Yeah, you're one of those people. You got to say, turn the radio down.
Yeah, turn the radio. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too terrible. Same old, same old. Hi, Angie. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Sean.
Well, I should mention this is an interesting day for Sean because I believe you were the only other person there on the first day of the station who's still with us. And here it is, 8 years. What do you remember?
8 years. You know, it is. It's hard to believe that we're in 8 years. It sure stays back when we first opened up, you know, when I was having to go to the mall, had to stay there for 8 hours, then I had to go down to the towers. Another 8 hours. I mean, that really gets my crawl. But, you know, other than that, I mean, after we got it up and running.
Doesn't it seem like a long time ago? It seems like a long time ago to me.
You know, I think it flew right by, but you're 5 days a week, so it's probably a long time for you.
Well, yeah, it seems like a long time. I think about being back at the mall, our original spot there inside the door. That's a Dollar Tree now. So, I mean, it just seems like it's been a long time ago. I mean,
yeah,
we've been on through three presidents, two presidential elections, a pandemic, convention up in Cleveland, Cubs winning the World Series. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
And you know, how many spots have we moved to?
I don't know. I've moved every time.
Oh, I know. Me too.
I've been there every time. Got 7 or 8 hernias.
I hurt my back I don't know how many times, and 100-degree weather moving that stuff, I about had a heat stroke.
Well, we've only got 3 minutes left in this segment, but what's your favorite moment from the last 8 years?
Well, I'll tell you my favorite moment. I have to say...
Was it when you gave Charlie the finger?
No.
Or when Charlie gave you the finger. That was an interesting couple days.
Yeah, Charlie... But no, actually,
how about when Marge's wig fell off and you had to put it back on?
No, it's not that one. It actually does have to do with Charlie. probably every year we used to do the when eggnog and stuff.
oh, the Bob Austin?
Yeah, Bob Austin.
Oh, yes.
Story. I that is so funny. That is so funny.
They both went on to their reward, but that will live on forever. Oh.
Yeah, Charlie used to do so well of... Oh, he used to crack me up. I used to bust out laughing with Charlie.
I just remember me, you, and Terry being there, and we were all kind of half in the bag at that point from the spiked eggnog.
Yeah.
And when he started imitating Bob Austin to his... Oh.
Oh, so funny.
People fell apart.
You know that cinnamon eggnog? Oh, that is so good.
And then he made fun of Paul Savage. There's another person who's went on to his reward. He was a big part of this station. Wrote theme songs. Did the Heaven Express show.
Yes, I liked old Paul Savage.
Marge went on to her reward. I loved Marge. She was a great, great lady.
If Glenda Savage is out there listening, I just want to do a shout-out to her and say hi to her.
There have been a lot of great people who came, and I mean, it's been so much fun and will continue to be so much fun as time goes on.
Yeah. Hey, Angie?
Yeah.
You have been missed on your show for a while. Everybody's been missing you.
They've missed you.
Oh.
They missed
you. It's kind of different not being here on the Friday nights.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Right. Well, hey, appreciate...
Welcome back.
Well, hey, boy, I appreciate you calling in. We're going to break. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you later on the other side.
All right. We're going to break here for 15 minutes. Stay tuned. WWGH Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year, and they were fine with me. You know, I got, you know, Colin Powell said it best to me: when the train gets to the last stop, you get off, and nothing is forever. I'd never owned the camera.